Welcome back, everybody, to another season of Beyond Adventure Camp Edition. Yes, guys, we are back. I know it was looking a little like we weren't, but yes, as I said before in last season, we have come back. I am Dan Olertegi, the keeper this time. Yes, I am not a player, as I was in the first season, but this season, yes, I am going to be playing the keeper, because I have written a story for these people to play in. They are my friends, and I just decided to I want to put them through the ringer. And now they're going to be explaining to you guys, or introducing themselves in this story, guys. Go ahead, guys.
My name is Sonny. I play as Connor Young. I am a returning camper. Connor is a chunky boy who actually loves Power Rangers. This is really awkward, just like talking, looking into the camera. I can't.
It's like they're looking into your soul.
Right? It's looking to emptiness.
Emptiness?
Oh. All right, well, my name is Joel Olertegi. I am Dan's brother. I'm joining this adventure as Evan McAllister. I'm a new camper, heading over, and, you know, I like to keep myself, you know, a bit of a loner. But I know a thing or two, and I've heard
it
pretty handsome.
So. Oh, yeah.
Did it?
He did roll that.
Did it? Angie said no last names?
No. It's fine.
You just said Paul Young.
No, our government
yeah,
name.
Yeah, your government name.
Yeah?
I said my government name.
I didn't. It's okay. Well, I'm Angie. This is the first time I'm playing this game.
my play. Viewers, guess what her last name is?
No.
Yeah, guess her last name, everybody.
Listen,
just thrown under the bus.
Listen, I'm playing a character named Myra Lear. She's a shy and awkward person. Kind of like me. Right? We'll see.
Speak into your mic.
I am.
Don't speak lower.
She gets quieter.
I am. ASMR.
Can't you hear me?
Was that not loud enough?
Next.
My name is Taylor. I am going to be a first-time camper because I'm a first-time player. And my character goes by the name of Belle Gomez. She's 15 years old, and she's going to be one of those characters who look at logic more than anything. So we'll see how that plays.
By the way, you guys didn't say if you guys were new campers or returning campers.
Oh,
I did.
You did?
I thought
yes,
I did.
Yeah, he did.
I thought I did. I am a returning...
Two people didn't.
All right, well, I'm a returning camper.
And you said you're a new camper?
No, I'm a returning camper.
Are you a returning camper too?
Yeah.
And you?
I'm new. First time, baby.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All
right.
Wow, this actually went different in my mind.
Uh-oh.
Okay, guys, so...
Stay tuned.
Bro.
The reason why I'm having them mention that they are... returning campers or new campers is because I've added a condition to this Call of Cthulhu game that we are playing today. I told them that if they are returning campers, they have advantage on perception checks. Since they've been there before, they should notice, like, hey, that wasn't there before. Hey, this and that. If they're new campers, they get advantage on exploration. So they get to be able to, like, be super psyched to be there, being like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And they want to explore. They get advantage on that because they want to see more of the camp. I thought that was a cool little tidbit that I could add in for them, and they can just have fun with it. As you guys know now, yes, we have two new people who've never played Call of Cthulhu or Dungeons & Dragons, so they are joining us for the first time, so... leave comments down below and give them a little applause.
Yay!
And if you guys are listening to us on YouTube, remember to drop a like and subscribe to this channel. And also, if you guys are just listening on the podcast, guys, leave us 5-star reviews. Anything helps. We're going to be putting up our Patreon once again. And guys, stuff is coming to Patreon. So get excited for that. Help us to keep on continuing to fund this... all this campaigning, because it is not cheap. My wallet hurts. But, guys, let's not waste any more time, and let's get to... Are you guys ready for camp?
You!
Yeah.
Woo! Let's get ready.
Huh? If I have to.
all of you are covered in darkness, and you guys feel something tugging at your pant legs. You guys feel something trying to grip at your hands and trying to pull you into water. You guys feel like you're drowning, and you guys feel as if there's no way to escape. And then you open your eyes and you wake up on the bus. Yes, you guys wake up on the bus, opening up your eyes because you guys had fallen asleep on the bus. All of you. Roll Constitution.
Roll Constitution?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We're supposed to roll it on here.
Yeah.
She just rolled it on the bare table.
She did.
Sorry.
I got an 83.
Is that your Constitution?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Is it a 27?
27.
Oh, sorry, Joel.
My Constitution is 40.
35.
Oh, my gosh. No.
So you failed.
No.
My Constitution 70, so I rolled 30 fast.
You gotta go under than that.
Joel, did you pass?
I rolled a 35 and my constitution is 70.
60, buddy.
Never mind, yeah, you did good.
Yeah.
Sonny is the only one to actually hit his head on the windowsill. Pop!
So I woke up just full of drool.
It just hit my head.
Yes.
Okay.
From a scary dream that you guys were having.
Yeah, for real.
And you hear a kid in the back of you. What are you dreaming about, your mom?
I turn around and look at him. I didn't say anything. And then I just turn right back around and look at my Power Ranger figure. I got the Green Ranger with me, by the way.
You got Tommy?
Yeah, I got Tommy.
May he rest in peace.
So I just turn around, look at him, and then that's it. I don't do nothing. I just look right back because I'm fully embarrassed.
The sun is trying to stay in the sky, but slowly be consumed by darkness, which is fast approaching to take over. The trees surround the bus on all sides. Each branch the bus hits, like as if an arm is trying to get inside, when it slaps the bus hard on its metallic body. All you hear is the bus motor running each gear, shaking each gasket, popping as if it's going to give out at any moment. As the bus should have been retired years ago. But instead, lives on as a living corpse to take you where you need to go. For some of you, this is your first time at camp. Away from your parents and first time to be your own person, so to say. For others, you've been here many times, but this time would be different because no one would be ready for what horrors would be right around the corner, ready to jump out.
The wheels on the bus go round and round.
Oh my gosh, here we go.
Goodness.
You hear the kid in the back, the wheels on the bus go round. And then you hear his friend, don't sing that, we're going to get beat up.
Oh my gosh. I'm still holding my head.
Hey, can I see your Power Ranger?
No.
Give it to me!
I try to hold it, and then I go ahead closer to the window. No!
You're not running from this.
I'm so close. I'm just about to scream at this point if you keep getting closer.
Are you going to cry? You gonna cry?
No.
Let me see your toy real quick. Okay. And the kid goes back to his seat because you hear the bus driver, hey, sit down back there! And then quickly put his hands, his eyes right back on the road to make sure they don't crash into any trees.
I try to ignore everything, put my headphones on, and listen to my cassette.
You hear a girl in the back seat of you say, hey, what are you listening to?
I don't hear her because I have my...
She taps you on the shoulder.
I tried my best to ignore her.
She taps you on the shoulder again.
Oh, so he has like the old school like
headphones. The old school too, just like
with a JBL and a disc reader.
Like a Walkman.
She pokes your headphones.
Yeah, there we go, Walkman.
What do you want?
What are you listening to?
I don't want to talk to you. Can you just leave me off this?
I'm just trying to make a friend here.
David Bowie.
Ew.
What?
And then she sits down in a chair. Ugh.
Man.
These are some savage kids. Oh my gosh.
On a cool trip too.
For real.
The bus driver notices Myra. Myra, it's great to see you again.
Is it?
Yes, you're here. You've been coming here for like 3 years now.
I'm being forced.
Oh. Is everything okay at home?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I'm gonna need to roll for that. Can you roll, just give me a straight D100 roll.
What? That's like a 14.
14.
Like he age. Believes you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, everything's fine at home.
Are you gonna try and like get more involved this year in the camp?
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, you should. These kids are really gonna look up to you.
No, I'm just here to stay to myself.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then he just looks away awkwardly. And where are you sitting on the bus?
Let's see. I'm new, probably towards the front, by the doors.
So by her?
Probably.
And what about you, Belle?
Oh. I'm new here. It's my first time.
I know. That's why I asked. What are you going to do at camp this year? Do you have any ambitions? Anything you want to do?
It depends. First time, first experience. You don't know what you're going to be doing this summer.
Belle was forced as well.
Wow. Well,
hello there, Belle. Welcome. I hope you have fun.
Yay, friends!
All right.
Okay.
Enthusiasm! So,
as everyone is talking on the bus, you hear all the kids, we're going to camp, woohoo! And you hear kids in the back just like, oh man, I'm going to wreck these kids at camp this year. This time the games are mine. Oh, and you're going to hear gosh. And you're hearing a whole bunch of kids just super excited because they know that what is coming up at this camp is a whole bunch of games that you guys are going to be playing. A whole bunch of activities to be doing. There's so much to do at this camp. You hear the one kid in the back, I can't wait to read that book that I've been reading since last summer. I left it there just for this reason.
At a camp?
Huh? Poindexter? You want his name?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to call him that, though.
Poindexter? That's horrible.
He's already being a bully.
Whoa!
Oh, that's right. That's listen, right.
I didn't want to keep to myself.
Gee, I hope nobody bullies me this time.
If he doesn't bother me, then I will leave him alone.
And then you guys hear a pop. You hear a high screech and air rush out of one of the tires of the bus. The bus already sounded like it was about to die, but no one could have guessed that the tire would blow first. The bus driver yells, "There's no way this is happening!" He stops the bus by slamming on the brakes and cracks open the doors on the bus and runs out. Roll Constitution for me once again, guys.
Oh my gosh.
But first, do you guys think your characters would be wearing a seatbelt on the bus?
No.
No, I know I went forward, but I didn't make a sound. I just
kind of. If you're wearing, okay, yeah. So if you're wearing a seatbelt, you get advantage on your constitution roll, which means you get to roll twice. Would your character be wearing a seatbelt?
We're reluctantly, but I know safety is important, so we're.
You do? Okay, so. You two get advantage. You two roll.
Oh god!
What kind of bus is this? We don't have.
Let's roll to see if a fat kid can fly.
Legally, they have to have seatbelts.
26.
Okay, what do you do?
My constitution is 40.
Okay, well, first everybody else roll. Go ahead.
Ooh.
87.
Oh. Okay, you guys roll.
26.
Okay, do you want to roll again or you want to keep that 26?
Okay, because my constitution is 70.
80.
Looks like
22.
Looks like a 22.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
22.
So,
I'm so sorry.
You two pass. What do you guys do to stop yourself from hitting the front seat?
From hitting the front seats?
Yeah, the seat right in front of you.
We're already wearing the seatbelt, you and I.
You guys are wearing a seatbelt, so you guys are good. What do you do to stop?
I'm definitely for one reaction holding on to my toy. I'm just going like this, turning sideways.
You're gonna slam your shoulder
shoulder to the seat.
I think he's gonna still take damage for that if that's how you wanna go.
I don't know. It depends on how
hard. Actually, you know what? You rolled good, so I'll let you just take one damage.
Yes.
I have enough body fat to protect you.
It's actually fluff. I have enough fluff to protect me.
Sorry.
That makes it sound like you wear like 5 sweaters.
We're living in 2024. Okay, we have to be careful with our words these days. It's fluff.
Hey, this is the 90s.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
that's
true. This is, by the way, guys, we're in the 1990s.
Sorry if that wasn't evident. We forgot.
And what do you do?
I clearly go head first in. Because I know there's a cushion thing.
She's going head first, you see? At least I went shoulder.
Okay, I went head first, but I did get a mild nosebleed.
Okay, so roll 1d4.
Wait, are you deciding on yourself that you got a nosebleed?
Yeah, a little one. Just a little one.
Regardless.
Because I rolled really bad.
You roll 1d4, you're going to take 1 damage.
Okay.
Because if you said, like, I put my arm up and I stop myself.
Oh, I used
it. I would have taken that.
I see what you're saying.
Which one?
1d4 is the triangle.
This one?
You know,
this one?
This one I do.
Yeah. Oh, you take 1 damage. Nice.
Okay, so
just mark that on your sheet. Myra's picking herself off the floor. All the kids go outside to find him looking at the flat tire with a dying gash on the side of it. Every kid looks around outside, only to see a sign that says Camp Epialos. And in small letters, it says, half a mile away. What do you guys want to do?
Do we have to walk?
You gonna levitate?
We're gonna walk
we're
it?
Walking.
It's a half mile. It's not that far.
I am huge. I'm gonna sweat.
Yeah, sweat it off. Yeah, but we're walking straight to camp.
By the way, guys, it's getting dark out.
Do I need to roll to grab anything?
I mean, do you guys want to say anything or talk to anybody before you guys go? This is you guys' doing. I can't tell you what to do.
Well,
I'm waiting for everybody's, like, literally the whole bus reaction right now.
I'm still just in my chair, just trying to...
Oh, you're still on the bus?
It's on the bus.
Is everybody getting off?
Everybody got off.
Oh, never mind. Yeah. All right. Well,
I mean, like... I
noticed
everyone's like gone. I take off my headphones.
I'm
like, what's going on here?
He was wearing a seatbelt.
No, everybody's off though.
You just hear you while you're sitting inside. You just hear the bus driver cursing to himself.
This will be fun. I'll
open my belt. Okay. The bus driver looks at all you kids and says, everyone, I'm very sorry, but you guys will have to continue walking from here. It's not that far, but you guys need to hurry and get to camp, okay?
You're not gonna walk with us?
I have to fix my bus!
So you're gonna let us miners walk alone?
It's a half a mile.
It's and almost there's a nighttime.
Path. Is the sun still out?
Not for long. Yeah, it's
then I would hurry.
Do you have a flashlight?
Hey, you.
We can use.
What's your name?
I look at him and I hold on to my finger and I say, Sonny.
No, you're not.
Connor. Connor, guys. Connor. I'm like really going into the role right now, apparently.
All right, Connor. Well, I'm gonna need you to kind of walk in front of me as kind of like a meat shield. I don't really want anything to do with this, but if you have to walk, I'm definitely not gonna take the first hit. So, you mind?
I forget, that's like the only thing I ever have to. It's just
I have a snack in my back pocket.
As returning campers, do we.
What?
Do we have... Are we allowed to have anything with us?
Your backpack full of your clothes.
Right.
And I allowed you guys to bring one item or two.
That's right.
Depending. With you. But you asked me before for a flashlight. Roll. I'm actually just going to give you a flashlight. Yeah, look in my glove compartment. I should have one flashlight in there.
Who gets the flashlight?
The person asked who asked.
Well, since,
yeah, I asked for
now
it.
Since McAllister has really messed with me, wants me to go, I might as well. I told him, I was like, because I know where the camp's at, so I might as well. I was like, okay, well, I'll just start taking you, I guess. So McAllister and I, we're just going.
But
I'm gonna walk really slow, cause just in case something happens, I want to react. So at least, like, I'm fat, but I want reactions to.
Okay.
So I'm gonna walk slow on purpose, and he's gonna be right behind me.
Kind of like a haunted house.
Yeah.
Belle, I know it's your first time here. I will guide you if you'd like.
Well, thank you.
And the rest of the kids are like, "Oh, can we follow you guys?"
Sure. Oh goodness! All right, let's go. All right, we're walking now down.
Yes, you guys now enter the forest. So this forest has a path right down the middle. And on this path, you guys see that on one side, you guys see the archery fields. There's trees covering, but you can see that there's archery where kids go to practice their archery, because at this camp, there is archery. And you guys can learn how to use it if you guys have never played before. And that's going to lead to a future game that you guys can play. On the other side of you, you guys see the forest. This is the forest where kids can go camping. Kids can go exploring. They can go bug exploring. They can go... No, this is not the campgrounds. This is just the forest where kids can go and do like exploration of insects, climbing trees and stuff like that. Obviously, still being very careful.
Yeah, I know.
But you guys are now entering these woods. You guys have half a mile, and the sun is starting to get down real low. So you guys have to get there before it gets dark. You hear the bus driver yell behind you guys, "Get to the camp before 8:13. Y'all better hurry up."
Oh, so it's probably like what?
That's a weird time.
7 something, right?
I would say 6:45. It is 7:59.
Oh,
so that's something.
8:13.
8:13. He expects us to walk to camp half a mile in 14 minutes.
Be quick about it.
This is the 90s. They don't care about us.
It's supposed to be straight away.
This is the 90s, man.
Well,
okay.
Also, until you better start walking past.
We're taking our sweet time. I'm over here. I'm literally with a toy, and I'm wobbling.
We're ahead of them.
Connor has club foot.
Do I need a roll for that?
So,
okay, we are ahead of them.
Yes.
Belle, if you have any questions, just let me know.
Belle and Myra pass by two other kids, and it's just me wobbling and then him rushing me.
Remember, they're the only ones with the flashlight.
Oh, yeah. So actually, now, since they passed me, I actually gained more confidence. Now I want to walk right behind them quicker.
So you would want us to be at the front, essentially.
That's
you know what they say, ladies first.
Well, we're in the front. Yeah, yep. Fine. Oh, I have my flashlight.
Bro, it's about to be like, it's 8 o'clock
guys,
right now.
Roll spooky stuff.
Roll spooky stuff? Oh, man.
Yeah, so you guys all have a skill that says spooky stuff.
I got literally one.
No!
That's going to happen.
That's
for all
be,
of us.
Please.
I think I got 57.
Please.
34. We're all screwed up.
I think we're all screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
97?
No, it's
I don't know.
It's 97.
Yeah.
97.
Oh.
We all thought it was one.
You're gonna tell them to say you got the critical one. Let's go.
That's crazy.
Well,
you guys hear all around you twigs just snapping. Leaves are falling around you. You guys hear random noises from afar. Random. You guys hear random scratching on the trees. You guys are all walking, maybe just a tad bit faster, because you guys feel someone watching. And you guys, it's close. But you don't know what it is. it's starting to get real dark out, and they're in the trees. What do you guys do?
How far are we from the camp now?
Do you hear that?
I would say you guys are like...
quarter mile?
Like halfway.
We're halfway?
Quarter mile.
There. Oh, no.
I think we should start running.
That was my reaction. I was going to start running out of the jelly. But it depends if we're hearing something.
I'm hearing things. I'm going to run.
Yeah.
I'm running. Bell, you're on
okay,
your own.
Okay, out of Bell.
So we're running.
Roll notice stuff.
Okay.
44.
I said Bell.
Sweet. Oh, it's for Bell?
Holy
oh,
Bell.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you did
while y'all are running.
Seven.
You're good, right?
You see, in the trees, red eyes looking at you. And then you see a smirk. And it winks at you as if to say, see you later. And then you see it jump into the trees and start coming and climbing closer to you guys and following you guys.
Bell, just, you know,
scratching at the
about.
Trees, trying to stay afloat, but never losing eye contact with you. That's it. What do you do?
If I'm gonna be real with you, I'm booking it to the campsite.
Did you notice something, Bell?
I sprinted right behind her automatically.
We were all sprinting.
That's how it is. So she sprinted, I sprinted.
We were all literally running, and then I'm assuming she stopped and saw that.
Yeah, and who's winning the race? Me.
Oh, are you?
I bet you I am. Let's roll.
You know
let's
what?
See who won
yeah.
the race.
Challenge roll.
Please.
Challenge roll. Please. Let's see. No, only him two.
Wait. But, all right, are we doing this? But are we going to do this off of power?
I'm
going to
let you guys do.
Or dexterity.
Sorry, gym class.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. So?
Oh gosh, it's. My gym class is a 20, so it fits perfectly for Connor, so.
So, you guys are rolling gym class.
Wait. Do I get advantage though from adrenaline? Because you know some people, like, they get adrenaline? Come on, bro. I'm running a 4-4 right now.
You're also kind of chunky, bro. Are you practicing running in your spare time?
No, but this is adrenaline. You know, some people, like, when they're huge, but they run out of scared.
Okay, hold on. Are you gonna roll straight roll?
You are a 12-year-old.
Five. Let me roll. I'll just roll. 48.
So you're gonna. You see Belle. God! She left everybody!
I'm just.
You close your eyes and started running, and then.
Yeah! You should trip.
Did fail your gym class.
He should literally
trip.
You know what?
I'll give you a little hand out. Roll dexterity to see if you trip.
Oh gosh, okay.
Please.
83.
I thought it was 100. No, I still did bad. I'm 55. No.
All the kids are running behind because they saw Belle jet it.
I'm screaming.
And also, Amira is still with the flashlight, so the kids are right behind her. But they saw you two book it, so they then see.
They saw
Little Connor running as hard as he could, and he tripped on his pebble, and he's even just
a pebble. A pebble. Everybody's running past me.
Evan is the only one who is literally walking by you, being like,
no! Oh my god!
My group is
Yeah, yeah. You passed them. You passed them. He's the only one. That's why he's screaming at you.
The camera disappear and you just see myself just disappear. No!
Connor's screaming on the floor. I slowly put my headphones back on.
Oh my god!
Trying to block out all the sounds.
Can I get back up and then just.
Get back up and do you want to start running
again? I'm running again, yeah. I'm running. Oh, that was a little too loud.
You sprint gym back. You can sprint back.
Yeah.
Roll gym class.
If you fail this again.
Remember, you might be limping all the way back.
It's going to lead to something else.
No. Oh my gosh, please.
What'd you roll?
Seven.
Okay. Roll notice stuff.
I believe in you.
R.I.P.
My notice stuff is 25. Why do I have to be so big? Two. Oh, yes!
Alright guys, today's sponsor is Guildhall, guys. If you guys haven't heard about it, come and check it out. They are amazing. There's so much to do here. If you guys are looking to just have fun with all of your friends, you can rent out a spot just to play games here. You can rent a Switch from them. You can even bring a console from home and play it here. It's so amazing. And their drinks, so good.
Literally, you guys could go ahead, rent out a room, play a D&D session, go ahead out there in the middle of the floor, go ahead and play some Warhammer. There's also some local tournaments you guys could go ahead and join in, Digimon, Yu-Gi-Oh, One Piece.
They have it all.
Valorant, I think so. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, it's a great community that they have here because everybody here is so genuinely nice. And also, everybody will bring you into a game. You guys can also, if you're hungry, get food here because they actually serve food here. This is one of the first few places that I know that you can play cards and also get a meal to eat. It's great. They have ramen. They have ramen, guys. They have pizza. They have so much to offer here. Check it out, guys. Their drinks are great. This is the Ichigo. They also have an Itadori drink that is phenomenal.
Come to Boba slushies too.
Oh yeah, they got bobas. They got slushies. They got so much to offer. So come check it out, guys. Guildhall is definitely the place to be if you got nothing else to do, and if you want to hang out with your friends, or if you want to make new friends. This is a great place to come. Come check it out, guys. Thank you so much for sponsoring us, Guildhall, and I can't wait to see what you guys do next. Connor, what you see shining in the ground is this.
Oh my gosh.
Do you want to pick it up?
Yeah, I look at it instantly. Yes, I pick it up because it shined right at me, even though I'm scared.
You find this white little stone, a little bit dirty, a little bit covered in dirt, and all dusty and everything. But it just calls out to you. Right when you pick it up, you hear it say, "Thank you."
Okay.
And then... do you want to keep running?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Boy, what's this little thing? I'm taking it real quick. Okay. And I'm out. I'm just running now.
Okay. You all make it to camp on time. And you guys see, right?
Damn sure he did. Yeah.
You would hope so.
Bro. And you guys see, at the camp entrance, you guys see a tall fellow. He has Romanic features with greased hair back, and he's wearing a collared shirt that's green, and also green shorts with a brown belt. And you see him, he sees you guys running, and he says, huh?
Green shirt, green shorts.
Mm-hmm. I would have thought you would have said khaki shorts.
With brown shoes, mm-hmm. And a brown belt.
Okay.
Welcome, campers! You guys just made it! It is 8:12. Perfect! And you guys are safe. Come inside, please! Welcome to Camp Epiolos! We're so happy to have you!
I'm just stressed and I'm waddling inside.
After what I just saw, that was very creepy.
I'm so sorry! Everyone, I have to introduce myself. I am the Camp Scoutmaster, Bartholomew Jameson Johnson. Bartholomew Johnson. And I pretty much watch over everything that happens here in the camp. I'm so happy you guys are here.
Are you new?
No, of course not.
Hi, Johnson. And I just walk past him as I go ahead and pick we're outside, right?
We're still outside.
Okay.
You guys just made it to the entrance that enters the campground.
Is it okay if I can be that one that doesn't remember you, even though I'm a returning person?
Of course. Okay. But, you know what? No, I'm just going to have you remember. I'm just going to have you have that. Write a note for yourself that you say that you don't remember. Okay?
Oh. Okay.
Who are you, little one?
Oh, it's my name is Connor.
You seem like you need a shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I
all
do.
All of you. You guys will be put into cabins now, and you guys can just head over to my assistant scoutmaster over there, who's sitting right by the table, and she will pick out you guys' cabins that you guys will be living in and sleeping in. Okay?
All
right. Anybody have any questions?
I'm just going right away. I'm stressed.
No.
Alrighty then. Head on over. You guys walk over to this skinny young man with dark hair and very short bob haircut. As you guys know, that was very popular in the 90s. Just cutting it straight all around.
The bowl cut?
The bowl cut.
The bowl cut.
Those were also pretty popular.
And piercing brown eyes.
No mullet.
Broad features, pale complexion. Very skinny, broad features, but pale complexion.
Oh,
so you pretty much ask yourself, like, has this guy ever seen the sun?
Kind of looks like Will from Stranger Things.
Yes!
Yes. He says to you, welcome, campers. You guys already met the head master scoutmaster. I'm sorry, head scoutmaster. It's very, I'm glad you guys were able to make it. I am the assistant scoutmaster. My name is Barry Finn. And I will be helping you guys get you guys' cabin and get you guys squared away right before we start the campfire, guys. So, for this part, you guys are going to roll a d12. And the boys are going to roll a d12 until they get an even number. Or no, an odd number. And the girls will roll until they get an even number. Because odds are the boys, even are the girls. Because we can't have boys and girls together in cabins because that disrupts codes and parents don't like that. So you guys now will roll a d12. So that would be...
Which one?
This one, right?
Yes. It's going to be that one.
Okay.
So roll a d12.
I got a 2.
You got a 2?
2. You said the girls are even?
Yeah, write down that you're in cabin 2.
10.
You're out here rooming with the guys. 12, he got a 12. 12.
Write down that you're in cabin 12.
I'm
11. Write down that.
No, you gotta get an odd number.
You gotta get an odd number. Because you're a bullet.
I got a
sneaky,
I'm just trying
sneaky.
To be a creep.
Creeper.
Ugh. Not in my cabin.
Brother, ugh.
I kept getting odds.
Can I report a pervert?
You for real want to be a pervert?
Five! Report a pervert.
Cabin 11.
We're all in different cabins.
We are.
This fatty? That's crazy. I mean,
Jeez.
I'm just saying, Joel's one of the perfect bully right now. The 90s bully.
All right, guys, you guys just got your cabins. You guys can go to your cabins. Or I think it's actually about time that we actually head to the bonfire. So you know what you guys can do? You guys can leave your stuff here for now. And we're going to adjourn to the campfire. You guys have any questions?
I say no, and I'm running quickly to the cabin.
Yes, Evan.
When do we get to eat?
Well, given that it's nighttime, I think we're going to be having snacks. Or if you want, you can go to the mess hall. I think they're giving out puddings.
Snacks at 8:13?
Are we having s'mores at this campfire?
But of course. They go along with the scary stories.
Barry, I'm a bit tired. Can I just go to my cabin?
No! I mean... You can't miss out on the fun.
If you say so. I'm sorry.
And then after, you guys can go to your cabins or go take a shower, everything, whatever you guys want to do, just as long as you don't leave the camp. Oh, and that brings me to our first rule. Nobody is allowed to leave the camp after 8:13. No going to the lake. No going to the library. No going to the archery. No going to the forest. Because it's dangerous at dark and when it's dark out. So we gotta keep you guys safe. I don't want to see any of you guys get hurt.
Hey, so why
8:13? Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask that too.
To the T?
Well. Okay. Well, we have a little tradition here that at 8:13, we all gather together here at the campgrounds and we just be together, because you know what? During the day, everybody's doing events. Everybody's having fun. But we gotta take the end of the day to rile ourselves down before we go to bed.
Excuse me, Barry. I've been here before. I didn't hear about that last time.
Yeah, I didn't either.
That's strange.
Well, it's actually a new rule that they're implementing this year.
Okay.
Of course. Do you have anything else that you would like to ask?
Can I go shower now?
I said we're all meeting at the fire.
Oh. The last person let me shower.
Well, that was the last person.
Now I'm more stressed and cranky.
All right, guys. Let's head over to the bonfire unless you guys want to stop at the mess hall and get some pudding or grab a little couple of snacks before we all meet up at the campfire. And you see all the little kids in the back, campfire, heck yeah! And you see them like all walking over and everything, being like, oh, I bet you I could jump over the fire. And you see a little kid beside him, don't do it, bro. I saw a kid who did it once and he lost his eyebrows. It was wild. And you hear another kid behind him just, guys, I bet you I could piss out the fire. And then you just see them walk off.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. And that's the last you hear. All the other kids are by the bonfire, heading to the bonfire. What would you guys like to do?
I'm going to go straight to the fire.
Yeah. Harry Finn is also sitting like on the table still. Just waiting for you guys, waiting to see what you guys want
to
do.
I'm going to the fire. My body's just irritated, full of sweat, so I'm just going straight to the fire.
Straight to the fire? There it is.
We're going straight to the fire.
I'm going to
grab pudding
from the cafeteria.
Okay. You can go to the cafeteria.
Joel's like, yeah!
Okay, so in the cafeteria, you see a lady. And she says to you, oh, hun, what are you looking for?
I was told I can get a thing of pudding here.
Of course. And she produces one from right behind her.
That's wild.
The fridge.
What fridge?
The fridge.
Oh, yeah. I see it now.
Aha. Would you like anything else?
Soon?
And she produces one?
She gives him the little wooden one with the two little flaps at the end.
Alright, thanks.
Tomorrow night, we're going to have ice cream cups. You know the ones that you have to use the wooden stick to actually scoop them out and everything?
I'm aware.
Yes, we're having those tomorrow before the bonfire. So please come by again and I'll love to give you one.
Yeah, sure.
Would you like a napkin?
No. All right.
Anything to drink?
I'm good with just this.
Leaves.
Ah, amazing. Have a good night.
Yeah, sure. All right, bye.
She said the fridge was right behind her, but it looked like she whipped it from a crack. Like, you want to put it? She didn't even go to the fridge. She just.
I see you walk out of the cafeteria just to get back to the campfire with everyone else.
Is the pudding warm?
Oh, God.
I'm gonna
let you roll over that.
Yes!
Yeah! What am I rolling?
Let's see.
If that's a warm pudding, boy.
Roll a d20, and we're gonna give you the best of that half. Like, 10 11 and above, cold. 10 and below, not cold.
Nope.
It's cold.
All right. Well, regardless.
Boy, you were lucky on that, boy. I'm telling you right now. That was some sus pudding.
Hey, she was just being a nice person.
As soon as I walk out of the
mess hall,
I give it a sniff, you know, just in case. It smells like chocolate, and it's cold, so I decide, you know, hopefully there's nothing wrong with it, and what? I just head off to the camp.
It was open already?
Roll again.
Okay, you were just like, it smells like chocolate.
D20.
Joel's gonna start looking at you like, stop giving me ideas.
It was real, right?
What?
It was slightly open.
I throw it in the garbage.
I was gonna say, she was actually going to have that as a snack for herself, but she didn't want to let you wait, so she gave it to you.
Okay, well.
But then again, how would you know that? So,
I wouldn't be able to know that, but thank you for the information. I still throw it in the trash because I just don't trust that lady. I keep the spoon though, and I just take it with me to the campfire.
Shawshank Redemption, right? And you guys adjourn to the campfire. This has been episode 1 of Beyond Adventure Camp Edition. We thank you all for joining us here in Season 2, and we are glad to be back. It was not easy, guys. A lot of stuff has happened, but we are glad and we put in a lot of work to be able to come back with this new season for all of you. And also, guys, our Patreon is finally up, and this time, coming very soon, we are going to be actually adding an exclusive trilogy story that we actually recorded previous to this season, because our newest characters wanted to test the waters before we started this podcast. So check it out, guys. If you guys would love to help us out and join us on Patreon, we would be very thankful. We want to give a special thanks to the cast, which is Sunny Fontanes as Connor Young, Joel Ortegi as Evan McAllister, Angie Ortegi as Myra Lear, and Taylor Cruz as Belle Gomez, and me, Dan Ortegi, as your keeper and editor of the podcast. Intro and outro song is Campfire Stories by Daniel Matos. Follow me on Instagram, guys. It's at daniel.matostjd. For more of his music, and he does a lot. Also, guys, we wanted to give a special shout out to our sponsor, Guildhall, for really supporting us with this room that they've allowed us to record in. It's amazing. Check them out, guys, on their Instagram at guildhall.lounge. Also, guys, we have social media as well. Check us out on Twitter at Beyond Adventure, but instead of the E, it's an underscore. On our Instagram, beyond_adventure22. And of course, check out the YouTube Mystery Jaw, because that's where we open up the newest and, as of lately, One Piece. Yes, guys, we weren't able to keep on going with all the other card games, but now we're going to be focusing on this podcast and, when the time comes, opening up One Piece when it comes out. Thank you so much for joining us, guys, and we hope that we see you in 2 weeks when our newest episode drops on August 4th. Check it out, guys. Remember to drop a like if you're watching on the YouTube, and if you're listening on whatever podcast you're listening to, remember to leave us a 5-star rating because anything helps so we can get our name out there. Thank you so much, guys, and we hope to see you next time.
You think you have nothing to lose until you're face to face with the one that can see your sanity destroy your dignity. So what do? You run like you never did before. Don't get caught up with the lies they say. to flee from the enemy. They will use sweet words to lure you in. They will make you forget what is a sin. They will tell you that this is the way to win, until it's too late for you to run. Like you never did before, don't get caught up with the lies they say. Just run. Not every fight is meant to be fun. Brave are those that know their time to flee from the enemy. I've been high and I've been low. There are things that I still don't know. Maybe I still have a lot to grow. Well, I'm not old, but I'm old enough to talk about the things I've lost. So sit down and listen so you don't pay the cost. You think you have nothing to lose until you're face to face with the one that can see your sanity destroy your dignity. So what do? You run like you never did before. Don't get caught up with the lies they say. Just run. To be